The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Amud Beis tells us that Yalsa, who was the wife of Rav Nachman, Ais Dom L'Kamei de Rav Babachana. She brought a mara to Rav Babachana to look at. And right away, the Rishonim point out that if Yalta was the wife, Tosfos the Rimaskel Kol, if Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, the great Rav Nachman, why did she need to bring this to Rabbi Bar Rav Chana? Couldn't she have shown it to her husband? Tosfos offers three terutzim. One terutz Tosfos suggests is that perhaps Rav Nachman wasn't an expert in paskening or maris. Another suggestion Tosfos gives that Rav Nachman, she was concerned that maybe Rav Nachman will be machmer and won't want to be mekel when it comes to a shaila that affects him personally. And a third pshat Tosfos offers that she, amara is not something that's necessarily very pretty. She didn't want to cause that she should be not find favor in his eyes. Parenthetically, I saw a gewaldig story that regarding a husband being machmer and a wife, that the Chazanish's wife apparently in Europe had a small grocery, and obviously they didn't make a lot of panosa from that grocery store. So she wanted to be able to be open on Chol HaMoed with the heter of a dover of it. So she asked her husband, the Shaila, and her husband didn't want to be makel. She went to the Brisk Rav to ask the Shaila, and the Brisk Rav did not know that she was the Chazanish's wife. But as soon as Brisk Rav saw her, he was able to recognize that she must be the wife of a Talmud Chacham. And so his response to her was, you ask your husband, your shailas. Tosfos continues to teach us that we shouldn't say that a Chacham is not allowed to paskin shailas that affect his wife, just like a husband is may not be matter the dharm of his wife, because Tosfos quotes the Mishnah Masechta Negoim, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, Kol Negoim Adam Roya, a person is allowed to look at all Negoim Chutz Minigri Atzmai, Kol Nedarim Adam Matir Chutz Minigri Atzmai, a person can be matter all Nedarim except those that affect him, Shuaimer Afloi Nedri Ishtai, also not the Nedarim of his wife. However, Tosfos points out the Mishnah there does not mention that one may not look at a mara of his wife. So from here we see that one may look at the mara of his wife. The Rashba gives a different teretz why Yalta didn't bring hamaras to her husband Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was out of town and therefore she couldn't bring him to Shaila. The fact Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh don't accept this teretz, because if we look in the wording of the Gemara says, Shekol Yoyim have a matkele. So it seems that this wasn't a one-time situation. This was a regular situation that she would go to Rabbi Babachana with a shayla, and she wouldn't go to her husband with a shayla. So as we discuss the shayla, we need to know the halacha lemaisa. From Tosfos, it's very clear that one may paskin his own shailos on Amaris, and so is the opinion of the Shach in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Katan Zayin, and the Shach quotes Tosfos. The Rash in the Masechta and the Goyim, in the Mishnah, at the Mishnah that we just quoted, makes a distinction. He says that if it's Huchsak Isser, that means if the woman has already been declared a Nida, then a husband cannot pass Kinshailas.
But if the wife was not yet Huchsak Isser, so it is a difference if she was Huchsak Isser, she ready is a Nida, versus if she is ready, not if she's not yet been declared a Nida Isser. And in fact, the Taz, Paskins, like the, in Simon Yod Ches, Paskins like the Taz, Paskins like this Rash, so too is the opinion of the Tvu Shar, and the Chachmas Adam, in Klal Kuf Tez Sivvav, says that if a woman has a Shaila regarding her going to the mikveh, the husband shouldn't be the one to pass on the Shaila, because she's already Huchsak V'Isser. Revozen Zatzal, and the Shaila Tshuva is Shevet Alevi, Chele Kei Simen Kuf Vav Ois Vav, says that we don't paskin like the Taz and the Rash, although I did see that the Chsam Sofer also suggests this distinction between Huchsak Esser and not Huchsak Esser, and the Chsam Sofer paskins Bal Nefesh Yachmal Atzmai, because there's a rule, Ein Adam Roy Choyvel Atzmai, a person never does something that will cause him harm, and therefore, naturally, he's going to want to be Mekel. But as I said, the Shevet Alevi says, the Minig HaOlam is to Paskin like the Shach. The Meiri also doesn't agree with the Shach, with Tosfos. He says that even when it's not Huchsak Isser, that he is Machmer. That's why he's Machmer in a Kesem. I saw the Rav Nissen Karelitz in his Sefer, Chut Hashani, Simen Kuf Chof Beis, Sif Beis, also says that we should be concerned for the opinion of the Chochmas Adam. And therefore, in a situation where it's Huchsak Isser, a husband shouldn't paskin a shayla for a wife, he says, however, he makes a distinction between different piskei halacha. He says, a psak halacha that requires shikul hadas, that requires thought and analysis, that kind of a shayla should not be paskin by a husband for a wife. But if it's the kind of shayla where it's not, where it's open and shut, it's a din that's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Paiskim, there, even if it's a situation of Huchsak Isser, we could be mekel that a husband could pass on a shayla for his wife.